Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to another episode of the Nintendo Powercast. I'm your host, N64 Josh. For this special bonus episode, we're going to focus on one particular topic. And I want to hear from you guys. So whether it's in the Discord or you see a video somewhere, leave a comment. But when it comes to these single topic episodes, I want to hear from you guys because I'll do a second episode replying and reacting to your guys' responses. But this is going to be, it's going to be a little more Xbox focused, but it still very much includes Nintendo. So before we jump into this, I want to let you guys know that if you want to get my book, Another Castle, for free over on Audible, you can go to n64josh.com/audible. And if you're a content creator and maybe you're struggling, Maybe you're not getting the results that you want to see, you're not hitting your goals, this book is for you. All right. It's all about setting your goals, loving the journey, enjoying the journey, and just not stopping until you make it happen. And that's really what it's all about. So n64josh.com/audible if you want to get it on for free on Audible, or you can check it out at n64josh.com/anothercastle on Amazon to find the paperback or the Kindle version. Now, let's jump into this. So my Nintendo news has the headline reads, Phil Spencer promises update next week on vision for the future of Xbox and its games. Okay, and so I'm just going to get into the article here to kind of give you a little bit of backstory because maybe you're out of the loop on it. But it's interesting. It says, if you've been online today, which undoubtedly the majority of you have been, you have seen numerous headlines and forum threads about Xbox bringing key games to other platforms, such as the Nintendo Switch and the PlayStation 5. Today, the head of Xbox, Phil Spencer, sent out a message on social media informing fans that they will be planning a business update about the future of Xbox and its games. The statement needed to be made as speculation has been running rife. Here's what Spencer said. Now, before I get into what he said, There are rumors everywhere, right? Some of them are that some of their major first party games, including Starfield, are going to be making their way to other platforms like the PlayStation. Starfield would have to be cloud on Switch to be the only way that would be doable. And there's talks of Sea of Thieves coming over to Switch. There's talks of Hi-Fi Rush coming over to Switch. And there's a lot of Xbox fans that are very up in arms about this, right? And some of them are, to be perfectly honest, it's a little bit strange, in my opinion. A lot of it has to do with passion as well. So I get it. I don't want to fault them completely, but it's like there's so much like loyalty tied to these companies that their bottom line is always their top priority, right? They got investors. You know, if you're on Twitter in the Xbox space, it's crazy. The talk of Xbox fanboys telling Sony fanboys that they're ponies and the Xbox, I almost want to mute everything on X that has to do with like Xbox or PlayStation, because it's like, everybody takes it just a little bit too serious, in my opinion. Like it's just video games. But it's like these long time, like my plastic box is better than your plastic box rivalries. And it makes no sense. It makes no sense. And you can even see it like in the replies to this tweet that I'm going to read from Phil Spencer. It's like you literally have people telling him what would be best for the company. It's like they're just some random on Twitter, like, or on X. You know, so here's what Phil had to say. He says, we're listening. We hear you. We've been planning a business update event for next week. We look forward to sharing more details with you about our vision for the future of Xbox. Stay tuned. Okay. Well, what's interesting, it says we're planning a business update. That verbiage in and of itself is not giving a lot of Xbox fans hope, because they want to keep their exclusives in their ecosystem, right? They bought an Xbox because that's where their loyalties lie, I assume. You know, I have an Xbox because I love Halo. I love Halo. I love Gears of War. I love shooters. That's why I have an Xbox. You know, I just completed a game yesterday. If you guys are watching the video, you're seeing Super Mario RPG. I completed it. I had really fun with single player, like just playing a single player game. And I know I would enjoy like The Last of Us and some PlayStation games as well. It's just a matter of time, really. And so the fact that he says business update, to me adds some validity to these rumors that perhaps they are going to be going more multi-platform. Now, is that a problem in my eyes? No, not at all. I see Xbox, and this all ties to Nintendo, guys, so it's not going to be strictly an Xbox show, because Nintendo is very much involved in what I think is going to happen. This is purely speculation, right? And I want to hear from you guys on this. So like I said, go into Player's Pulse. Give me your thoughts. Like, don't hold anything back. I don't care if it's strictly Nintendo based, or you have a strong opinion about the Xbox or the PlayStation or any of these topics. Like, share it. Okay, it's fine. Like, we don't all have to agree. That's not what I'm concerned about. I want conversation. I want to get some people fired up a little bit and hear what you guys have to say. And so when he says we are planning a business update event for next week, I think there's a very real possibility that it's going to be, hey, we're going to be moving more games to these other platforms. And why is that? Because there's money in software. There's money in software. Xbox just purchased two of the biggest acquisitions that, you know, we've seen in a very, very long time, with Activision Blizzard and Bethesda. And now they have all these games, and their Xbox is a relatively low install base. Not a ton have been sold. They got PC, which I think is, you know, does fairly well. And they have Game Pass. It behooves them, in my opinion, to get Game Pass in more places than it does for them to keep exclusives. Right? Because they want those monthly subscribers. That's where they're making money. That's their bread and butter anymore is Game Pass. And so, you know, extending the olive branch, if you will, to Nintendo and PlayStation, it's a win-win. Xbox makes money from having their games on these other consoles, and the other consoles will make some money from having more essentially third-party games on their machine. But I think the play here ultimately from Microsoft is to get their games, or to get Game Pass on these other systems. Here's kind of my hot take. I think Xbox goes away. The physical hardware. I think the hardware goes away. I don't think we're going to see much more from Xbox in the hardware industry much longer. They have now some of the biggest IPs in gaming, and they have Game Pass. So I see in the not too distant future Xbox focusing more on an app, giving you a controller that hooks up to your you know, your TV, your Mac, whatever the case may be, your PC, and you just play. You play on Game Pass and via cloud. I don't think that future is very far off, because again, I'm in a group with of Xbox guys for when I'm on the Xbox Factor podcast, and there's Phil Spencer, Microsoft, Xbox. They don't care about Twitter, right? They don't care about the fanboys and all that. They don't. They care about the bottom line, right? They care about the investors that are wanting to make their money back, and they're gonna go where the money is. If Microsoft has been around for too long and is too smart of a company to just continue to try to force something, they will walk away, look at what is looking and or look at what is working and strengthen that and move forward with it. What does this mean for Nintendo? Well, Nintendo and Xbox have been playing nice for quite some time. We see Rare games making their way to Nintendo Switch Online. We see characters like Banjo in Smash Bros. We see Ori, right? I don't think there's anything too crazy when it comes to Xbox and Nintendo seeing their games on each other's consoles. I don't think we'll see much from Nintendo over to Xbox, but I think with Xbox we will see more games. I want to pull up some numbers real quick. There is numbers I want to look at, because I believe Nintendo is looking hard at software sales. Okay. I believe that's what, you know, that's what Xbox is focusing on. And I just grabbed an article real quick from Nintendo Life. This is from May 9th, 2023. And it says Nintendo Switch surpasses 1 billion software sales.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
So, the article reads, we had an inkling that Nintendo would overcome the billion mark this time around after it was closing at 994 million in February, and it's already overtaken the DS total game sales, making it Nintendo's most successful console from a software point of view, though the DS is still ahead in terms of hardware numbers. Okay. The most recent quarter has seen boosts in software numbers from the likes of Fire Emblem Engage, Metroid Prime Remastered, Pokemon Scarlet and Violet sales. We expect Tears of the Kingdom to do gangbusters over the next few months, so it'll be interesting to see how much of an effect this overall figures next quarter. So there's money in software. Nintendo sells their consoles. They essentially sell us old tech at a profit, and then between indies, first party, some third party, and a little bit of second party, not much, they move software and they make money on all that software. We see Nintendo pushing towards a digital future. The voucher program, Nintendo Switch Online, and instead of selling us those retro games, they're like, subscribe to this, right? Nintendo Switch Online is, as it stands right now, when you really think about it, is somewhat Nintendo's Game Pass. Because it's not just online. You're also getting first-party games from their older libraries. Nintendo sees the value in software. This leads me to believe, and this is going to be the hot take. There will be a hot take here, and I really, really, really want to hear from you guys. I want to get this conversation going. We talked about it on MPC a little bit. I think Xbox sees the money is in the software. I think Nintendo sees the money is in the software. And I think that we see Nintendo games on PC sooner than later. PlayStation did it after Xbox did it. And I don't think Nintendo gets out of the hardware game anytime soon, because indies sell well. Some third parties are doing okay. I think Fortnite probably does a lot on there. And you know Nintendo gets a cut out of all that. So they get a little bit better hardware. They can run, you know, Fortnite looking a little bit better, looking like it was on PS4 or Xbox One. And some of those other games as a service. And they got money coming in from indies. They need to clean up that eShop a little bit, you know, make it to where we can find the goods, that let the cream rise to the top kind of thing. But I very much believe that we could see first party Switch games on PC even as soon as like 2026. Will they be day and date? Absolutely not. Nintendo, in my, again, this is pure speculation, purely my opinion, Nintendo will keep the first party games coming to Switch, and then 6 months, a year later, also add them to PC, very similar to what PlayStation did. And I personally have no issue with this. This is why when I see so many Xbox fans getting so bent out of shape, I'm like, just play your, like, you can still play your games. Now, granted, if Xbox completely gets out of the hardware game, they're going to have to get a PC or potentially play these on another device, like a PlayStation. And I know that could be a hard pill for some people to swallow, but I think going forward that because like Microsoft also has so much cloud computing right now. Give you an example of like the way games were played like over the holidays at my house. My daughter's boyfriend is really into Forza. So he would play Forza on my OG Xbox One down in my living room via the cloud. So he's playing on older hardware, a game that looks pretty good. Don't get me wrong. It's not, doesn't look as good as the Series X, but still looks pretty good and is only getting better with time. That I see in the very near future, Xbox just selling either a small set-top box that's not about like pushing the overall limits graphically. They tap more into the cloud gaming and maybe there's processing that happens in the background. I don't understand or know anything about all that, but I'm just making some assumptions. And they end up, like I said early on, getting Game Pass on other systems via, you know, PlayStation and as well as the Switch. And we have to remember too, the handheld market has expanded significantly. Johnny is playing his Stream Deck or his Steam Deck often. He loves playing handheld gaming. And there's other handheld gaming devices out there right now that the more Microsoft pushes Game Pass, the more I think we see them go away from being in the hardware space. I'm currently holding right now in my hand this thing called the G8. Okay, if you guys do any mobile gaming and you want to essentially play games on your phone exactly like it's with a controller that feels exactly like an Xbox controller, and I mean exactly, triggers, sticks, A button, B button, everything exactly, then go look at my TikTok shop for the G8. It does take a USB-C, so you got to have either the brand new iPhone or an Android. But this little piece of hardware here that's like $80 that I can plug my phone into and then play my Game Pass library. I love that. Like something I can do in bed, something I can do while watching TV or watching a movie. Not that I do that often, but it still gives me a chance to experience those games without having to fire up an Xbox, and they still play. They play just fine. So I think the future of Xbox is going to be more about Game Pass, cloud gaming, and putting all their efforts into that. Just a gut feeling, just my opinion. I know some people would love for me to be completely wrong on this because they want their plastic box to win. They want to be number one. But I just don't know if it's in the cards. I don't. So that being said, I think in the relatively near future, or Switch 2, we are going to see more and more Xbox titles over in the Nintendo and PlayStation ecosystem. I want to hear from you. Let me know over on Players Pulse in Discord or on Spotify or wherever you have a chance to leave a comment. I will see them and we will talk about them on Friday. But I want to hear from you guys. What do you think about Nintendo going PC? What are your thoughts on that? Do you love it? Do you hate it? I see concerns right off the bat. Games like Splatoon or Smash or anything like that, where when it's on PC, it's a lot easier to mod and potentially cheat. So does Nintendo deter them? I don't know that it does, especially if they want to focus on more single player games, some of their biggest titles, you know, the next 3D Mario, maybe throwing Odyssey even on PC at some point. It just puts their games in front of a much larger audience, which just means more money in their pocket, which is what they're after all the time. That's going to do it for this Player's Pulse. I appreciate you guys listening, and we'll see you in the next one. Bye now.